This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Believe in UCLA Football Podcast. We'll be here with a new episode for you right after this quick note.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the games are over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Everybody, James Williams here of the Believe in UCLA Football Podcast. Just wanted to hop on, talk about a few things that I had written down from the past. I guess it's probably been a couple weeks now, maybe. But I do want to start off with sending out some good vibes to our co-host on the show, Josh Woods. He did tear his ACL during his game over the weekend with the BC Lions, and unfortunately will miss the rest of the 2024 season. So sending positive vibes out to him. We'll have him on sometime soon, obviously, and maybe he'll give us a little bit more insight on how he's doing and what's the next step for him. And then, yeah, I think if you remember listening to the Kenny Churchwell episode, he talked about having a knee injury and how him and Kenny were both going through knee injuries at the same time. And so that's what's happened to Josh again. But I believe it's his other leg this time. So sending positive vibes out to Josh. Again, we'll have him back on the podcast sometime soon. And he can kind of give us an update and let us know what's next for him. But yeah, moving on to some of the other topics I had written down. Let me look for my list here. Got it right here. Just a few quick things. You did have former UCLA receiver Josiah Norwood, who has taken an opportunity to play for a league in Europe. I believe from some of the tweets that I saw, I believe his father had tweeted this out, but I think it's a new European league that has some similar names and some logos, I believe, or maybe some exact ones from an NFL Europe league that they had, I think, either back in the day. I don't know how far back off the top of my head, but definitely cool for Josiah Norwood, the former Bruin, to get an opportunity in the European league there. I believe he just signed this past week and got in a game after just 1 week of practice. And I saw one highlight play where he did get the ball and was able to make a play there. So not sure how much else he got in terms of highlights or game time during the first game with that team, but definitely something to keep an eye out for, and maybe he can get some more opportunities as he continues to get settled in there in Europe. So shout out to Josiah Norwood. Maybe we'll get him on the show to kind of talk about his experience and what that opportunity is like for him, again, once he gets settled in. I also have it coming up. I have it in my calendar, but I don't have the date in front of me. I think we're looking at July 10th, maybe. Sometime, I think, in July, we might be pushing up against the official move to the Big Ten here soon. It's either July or the following month, but keep an eye out for that. I'll probably be talking a little bit more as we get closer to that date, so that's something to keep in mind as well. Something else I wanted to talk about, and I don't have all the details in front of me, but it's, you guys probably have seen or heard something about it, and we've kind of talked about it before here on the show, but you did have it where the NCAA passed a law or made a new rule or however you want to phrase it, in which more coaches are able to be hands-on with the players during the season, during practice, and I believe that even extends to on the sidelines during games. So they can get on-field instruction. There's more that the coaches can do, and I think that opens up for more resources other than, I think, whatever the analysts were limited in their ability to do. I think maybe just talk to them inside the facility and help them with film, maybe, I think, was more of the analyst role back then. But a good example of someone who I think this rule definitely benefits when it comes to UCLA is a guy like Scott White. Scott White was one of Josh's former coaches, I believe, during Josh's early years at UCLA, or was a big, I think more so was maybe even just a big factor in getting Josh there at UCLA, if I'm not mistaken. But someone that Josh definitely, speaks highly of, and I remember him saying that he's let the inside linebackers know that are around in this current roster to make sure they take advantage of the opportunity of having a guy like Scott White in the building. And Scott White will only do great things. And I think having Scott White being able to have that ability now to work on the field and kind of, I think maybe even move into more of that inside linebacker coaching role. I don't know if he'll actually get the title, of course, because that's a Kekem Molloy's title technically. But I think that having that rule in place frees up a Kekem Molloy to walk around and look at the defense as a whole rather than just having to coach the inside linebackers during practice, if that was going to be the case. But now that Scott White could be a little more hands-on, I think that frees up Molloy a little bit, and I think that gets Scott White in a position to something that I think he will work out well for, and I think it'll benefit guys like Kane Medrano and Olufemi Aladejo, of course. So I found that to be significant. Obviously, the rule, it's not like it favors UCLA specifically. It goes across the NCAA and all the other college football teams. So it'll even out, more or less. I don't think it'll impact one way or another for any particular team. But again, I think it's pretty cool that there's more resources and more time that can be spent on individual players and whatnot because you have these coaches that are able to be more hands-on. Also wanted to talk a little bit about recruiting. They did just get another player from St. John Bosco, or I think maybe this is their first one of the year from St. John Bosco, if I remember correctly. I don't have the last name down yet, but he goes by Epi. I believe Epi's the first name there. A three-star, I think at least on 24/7, probably on Rivals as well. But a three-star prospect, an edge rusher, someone who can maybe be the next guy that's working the edge there for UCLA's defense. I saw Tracy McDonald, someone we've had on the show recently for Rivals, had a tweet that said he had a high motor when talking about Epi. So just something to kind of keep in mind. And obviously you can go follow Tracy McDonald, and he'll have more of that information over at Rivals.com and BruinBlitz.com. And you can find out more about Epi there. trying to think what else. Speaking of Tracy, Tracy and I were both out there for the 7-on-7 tournament that UCLA was hosting, and we did have an opportunity to talk to Madden, the quarterback from Warren, and his teammate, Jace Brown. Now, we already know Madden is committed to UCLA, and Jace Brown was another name that I became familiar with when I saw him at the Warren Showcase when I initially was going to go check out Madden. I think this was about a month or a month and a half before Madden even committed, but there were starting to be rumblings of him committing to UCLA, or things were looking good at the time. So, but a guy like Jace Brown, the receiver there, stood out to me, obviously just with his size and just with what he was able to do with the ball in the air there. So, someone that I think will be interesting. So obviously, he was there competing with Madden at the 7-on-7 tournament, and they also competed in another for another 7-on-7 team. I believe it's Team TOA that consists of a bunch of different guys from mostly SoCal, if I'm not mistaken. But so they have a good bond there, Jace Brown and Madden, and I think there's a chance for that bond and that relationship to continue even at UCLA. Because right before that 7-on-7 tournament, Jace Brown was already in Westwood, or had spent time in Westwood the last several days prior to that tournament, because he spent the weekend on his official visit. It was the last weekend of June in terms of official visits, and Jace Brown took the trip to UCLA, and it looks like he came away pretty impressed with everything that they had to offer. I did talk to Jace Brown after. Maybe I'll play those interviews here on this part of the podcast after this, after I finish talking about it here. I'll play those interviews for you. But one thing that was interesting to me, and obviously I think something that is starting to become an advantage or a win for UCLA, is the guy like Eric Bieniemy, your offensive coordinator, someone who has that NFL experience, coach Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and Jace Brown, was intrigued at the opportunity of from learning offense from a guy like Eric Bieniemy. Now, I think I'm trying to remember who his other two or three teams were. I'm blanking. He had told Tracy while I was standing there listening to his interview, and I can't remember who they were off the top of my head, but I have to believe UCLA is the front runner. I know his commitment date is July 4th, which is coming up here on Thursday, so keep that in mind that there could be another commitment on the way for UCLA. They did get one on Sunday with Epi. You can get another one here with Jace Brown, a receiver who is already familiar with the incoming quarterback as well in Madden. And yeah, it should make for an interesting dynamic. I think that's a win there if you're gonna have guys, especially that are gonna be there for their senior year together at Warren, with those two, and their bond continue. And I think Jace is in line for a big season this year if everything goes well, and of course if him and Madden are both healthy. Now, they did come up short in the 7-on-7 tournament. I can't remember who they lost to. Did they lose to, I think, Riverside MLK High? I think it was King High School, if I'm not mistaken. I believe they played them. They were on the far end from where we were able to see it on the parking structure, so wasn't able to get the best look at them. But when I talked to Madden after, obviously, he did say that he kind of wishes things went a little bit differently in that tournament. But I think it's also just very significant that you're able to have those guys on campus. You had Jace Brown for the visit, and then the 7-on-7 tournament, being able to explore and be comfortable there in that setting there at the Wasserman football facility, but then also to have Madden there back on campus. And obviously Madden had joked that he had been in Jace's ear quite a bit and was excited when he got the commitment, or when he got the scholarship offer from UCLA. So keep an eye out for that. I think that's something that could be a happy moment there for UCLA fans on July 4th, I believe. That may happen sometime in the afternoon. Again, can't remember who the other schools were. I don't want to misspeak on those other schools, not knowing for sure, but based on who the schools were. But I think Jace Brown is in a good, UCLA is in a good spot to land Jace Brown there. So something to keep in mind.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
I'm here with Jace Brown coming off of not only your UCLA visit, but hanging around a little bit longer and here with your Warren teammates as well. Yeah. Just tell me a little bit about the experience and what it was like competing in the 7-on-7 tournament.
It was great. It was great to get in some work with my guys, you know, get in some work with my quarterback, get the timing down, get the plays right. You know, it's always fun to come out here and just work, you know, get some work in.
And just as far as the official visit, what was that like for you? Obviously, you were already familiar with guys like Eric Bieniemy and Deshaun Foster. What was it like to kind of be out here in Westwood?
It was great. You know, it feels like home. You know, it is home. So, you know, it's just great to be out here with all those great guys. Foster and Bieniemy are really great guys, really great coaches, and they really want the best for me.
How much do you think someone like Eric Bieniemy's NFL experience plays a factor in your interest in UCLA?
It plays a really big factor, actually, because, you know, he has the experience and the knowledge of the place that I want to go to, which is the NFL. So it's great to be around a guy like that.
And as far as your teammate Madden, who's already committed to UCLA, just got done talking to him. He said he was pretty excited to hear you had that UCLA offer and has been in your ear quite a bit. How hard is he pushing to try and get you to UCLA, and what is he like?
He doesn't push it that hard, but he knows. We know we got like a little mental thing with each other, so like we know. You know, it's always a great time.
Gotcha. And as far as the decision, when could we expect to maybe hear a decision from you?
I would make my decision on July 4th.
Okay. Awesome, man. Thank you so much for your time, and congratulations.
Thank you, man.
I'm here with Madden representing Warren today, along with your teammates. How do you feel about your guys' performance today?
It was good. I think we came out here, competed well. We came up short, a couple losses that we had. But it's good to get out here. First couple of days in the summer ball with my guys. I think it's good to still messing. It was good. We got this good win.
And obviously, at a facility you're familiar with already, and maybe only going to get more familiar with. Obviously, you're committed to UCLA. how cool was it to be able to wear your Warren colors and get back out here at UCLA with your teammates and kind of show off in front of your current coaches, but also your future coaches?
I think it was a great feeling to know that I'm going to be here one day. But not only myself, but to give my teammates the same opportunity to be on the college facility as such a premier premier facility as UCLA. I think it was just a great opportunity for all of us.
And obviously someone you're close with, Jace Brown, who's on your other 7-on-7 team and a teammate at Warren, coming off an official visit with UCLA. How much are you kind of in his ear about continuing that relationship you guys have as teammates going forward in college?
Definitely in his ear a lot. Mm-hmm. We got a special connection going on at Warren. So why not take it on to college? So I'm definitely keeping in his ear about that. To carry the duel.
And how excited were you when you heard that he did get an offer from UCLA and could potentially be joining you?
Something we've been talking about for a while, taking him wherever I go. So I think it's great blessing.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much for your time.
You.
Let me see what else I had here on my list. Oh, and then just, of course, my excitement for the NCAA, or not the NCAA, that's what they used to call it. Now it's just the EA Sports College Football 25 video game that's going to be coming out. They did come out with some rankings, top 25 teams, I believe, for offense, defense, and loudest venues or whatnot. UCLA wasn't on any of those. Obviously, when you have a new guy at quarterback or more of a stable guy at quarterback with Ethan Garbers, still left to be seen, a lot left to be seen there. And then obviously when you have a new head coach and a new coaching staff on the offensive side, it wasn't a surprise that they weren't ranked in the top 25, but I think it's definitely interesting, and I haven't seen it yet, so we're going to have to wait for the game to come out until further notice in which we'll find out maybe what the overall ranking is or what the EA Sports video game thinks of UCLA in terms of overall rating. Now, take it with a grain of salt when these ratings do come out. You do have some teams. I think USC's defense was ranked as a top 25 defense, but we all know the defense has kind of been struggling over there for USC. Obviously, that was a big reason why they went and got De'Anton Lynn. But obviously, EA Sports, for some reason, rated them pretty high. They did rate some other teams. I think Colorado was also rated very high on offense. Now, they do have Travis Hunter and Shador Sanders, and those are good pieces there. But what is the other talent there around them that justifies the 80 or 90 rating they got? I believe they're the 8th highest rated offense, if I'm not mistaken. Obviously, the game and the developers of the game will have the opportunity and can adjust those. I remember there was one year for Madden, or maybe it was an NBA game, and maybe it wasn't EA at all. Maybe it was NBA Live. Yeah, NBA Live was an EA Sports game, but I think they would change the player ratings based on their performances week after week. So at the end of each week, depending on how they did, it may have helped or hurt, you know, the way they were viewed in the game in terms of their ability or something. So maybe we'll get some of that from UCLA. It's still not even a for sure who all is going to be in the game representing UCLA, because I believe it's just 85 players. Maybe they have an opportunity to add some walk-ons depending on if anyone steps up during the season and becomes a noteworthy figure in what they're doing throughout the season on the field for actual games. But I believe just from the trailer early on, a couple months ago now maybe, I do remember we saw TJ Harden in that, the running back from UCLA. So obviously a no-brainer, he's going to be in the game. I believe Ethan Garbers had tweeted when several other players were tweeting that he was going to be in the game. And those aren't big surprises, right? But for me, it's who are the third string guys going to be on the team? Who's going to make that cut? Because I know it was a matter of they had more people who applied or went through the process to say, yes, I would love to be in the game, but I don't think that means everyone is going to be in the game. So interesting to see how that plays out. I would imagine Olufemi Oladejo, Kay Medrano, Jay Toya, I would imagine the notable names that you're going to know off the top of your head, all those guys will be in the game without a doubt, I would imagine. I don't see any hiccups there unless they didn't opt in to have their likeness used at all, but I think it's a safe bet you'll have some of those names in there, if not all of them. But again, I'm just excited for the game. The game hasn't been out, or any edition of this game hasn't been out in over 10 years. So there's a lot of excitement for me. I used to play this game when I was in high school. So I'm super excited for it. I'm not sure how I'll play the game yet in terms of what I can do to get you guys involved who are listening and who are also going to be getting the game. Maybe we'll get some sort of time for when I get to play with some of you guys, and maybe we can go head to head with our teams. Obviously, I would imagine you guys are probably going to want to use UCLA. So I'll probably use UCLA occasionally just to get familiar with the roster and different things in that regard. But I'll probably find another team that I would want to play with that I'm if you guys are going to be playing as UCLA. But also, maybe I'll just use different random – I'll use random Big Ten teams. That way I can get familiar with the Big Ten Conference as we all adjust to this new realignment and get that sorted out together. So, again, looking forward to the game. I have the early access for it, so I think I'll have it on – I'll be able to play July 16th, I believe, for those who didn't pre-order it, who just get the game at the store or buy it on the console without the pre-order. I believe it's available for everyone on July 19th. So keep an eye out for that. Exciting times for college football. And again, we're not that far from Big Ten Media Day, which is in Indianapolis. We'll figure out what the situation is there soon. We don't know who's representing UCLA yet. And then also, we're not too far off from the start of camp here pretty soon. And I'll have content for you guys on that. And I'll be giving you guys updates here on the podcast. And I know a lot of you guys talk about Twitter Spaces. We'll get the Twitter Spaces going too. And we'll have a lot of great content for you guys. But until then, I just want to give you guys a quick update with some things I had on the list that I wanted to talk about. And obviously wanted to make sure that I sent out positive vibes and let everyone know who wasn't aware of Josh Woods' injury. Again, a co-host here on this show. Give you guys an update on his status. And if you guys want, make sure you guys reach out to him on Twitter. The link is in the bio here. For his Twitter handle, and you guys can reach out to him and send him a message and whatnot. But as always, thank you guys so much for listening, and I look forward to catching you guys in the next one. Thank you, everybody. This is the Believe in UCLA Football Podcast presented by Bet Online.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.